Welcome to the show. The mobility wave sweeping IT for organizations worldwide has not missed the federal government. Just days ago, the Office of Management and Budget issued a detailed toolkit for federal agencies who want to initiate Bring Your Own Device or BYOD, and that's part of the larger mobility strategy, which is part of an even bigger federal digital strategy. Today, we're going to explore the latest thinking in mobility and how agencies can get there. We're going to cover how to establish a framework for mobility, the best way to execute a mobile strategy, and some of the main technology concerns. Our guests today are Bradley Nix, Chief Information Security Officer of the Food Nutrition Service at the Agriculture Department, Jeff Sessions, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy at Red River, Tom Karagiannis, Computer Scientist at the Computer Security Division of NIST, Sanjay Sardar, CIO of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and John Owens, CIO of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It's great to have you all on the panel. And let's start with the very first question about that policy framework that should surround mobility and BYOD. And I know PTO has long experience in the telework, and now you're moving into this whole mobility phase of that. Tell us about the framework to make sure this has a good environment to operate in.
Well, it really was rooted in our understanding and our adoption of telework. Very recently, we've deployed mobile devices to every employee in the form of laptops. Employee can go anywhere and work anywhere at any time. That not only helps us survive incidents where people cannot get in and out of work due to weather or other natural disasters, but allows them to be fully mobile no matter where they are. Combine that with advances in other mobile technology such as iPads, iPhones, Android devices, and so on, you really round out the ability for anyone to work anywhere at any time to meet the demand that the agency strives to fulfill.
And Sanjay, what's going on at FERC, and how are you moving that way?
So we're along the same lines. We're actually very proactive in mobile and how we're working with mobile. We also have done a complete refresh of our environment where everything is going mobile, starting with laptops, but we're also rolling out iPads and other devices, mobile devices. One interesting area, the mobile devices themselves haven't really taken great leaps on the security side, so we're also investigating internal technologies like virtual desktop infrastructure that does help push towards that secure environment where people can work, as John put it up.
And Tom, of course, NIST often writes the definitions of all these things for the government and sets the standards. Tell us what NIST's view is of the whole policy framework that's needed to be successful in mobility.
Well, NIST has a number of publications that are relevant to mobile devices. We have a special publication on MAS and MDMs, and that's up available for public comment. We still have a special publication 800-53, which is applicable to mobile devices. Sanjay and John mentioned laptop. If you consider the mobile device, even though it's smaller, it's far more capable than a laptop was of a few years ago. It has more network interfaces. So we should also, you know, we have the right model and framework to look at it. We just have to evaluate what technical countermeasures are available and what are the new risks presented by these mobile devices.
All right, we're going to skip over to Bradley Nix of USDA. Of course, you have units that are using iPads in the field for census type of information taking of cows, that is, not people, and that type of thing. So what's the framework surrounding that whole mobile strategy that's already being deployed in different parts of USDA?
Well, I think that, and you'll find this in a lot of places in the federal government. I think, you know, a lot of this is sort of set up right now under the guise of a pilot program. And I think that really what we're trying to do right now is try to get a good feel for what's working and what's not working. I think that some of the initial thought when you look at it in the design is that, hey, this would, you know, taking an iPad out to inspect cows, you know, might be a good thing, but then you don't realize all of the elements that are involved and how that could impact the actual technology that's being used. Not to mention the cultural shift that's required, and I think that's a pretty big part of this as well. I mean, you can't forget that just because, you know, I might think that this nice shiny object is a good thing for me to use in my day-to-day work, that somebody that's been in the field for 20 or 30 years. Is also going to think that it's a positive thing.
So there's a training piece of this, it sounds
absolutely
like.
Absolutely.
All right, and Jeff Sessions from Red River, what is the industry role in all this, and how can you help federal agencies implement that whole idea?
As value-added resellers, you know, our job is really from a solution provider perspective to understand the needs of our customers and then marry that up with the technology of our manufacturing partners as well as the service capabilities of our systems integrator partners, put that in with our capabilities and come up with some solutions. And many of the people on the panel we have helped in one form or function within their agencies, and we're continuing from a BYOD, a mobility perspective, is probably the major area of our concern right now, because to do it right, you have to change everything all the way back. And it's an entire transformation of infrastructure. So it's critically important that we get it right for now and in the future.
And speaking of infrastructure, say, let's take USPTO. Often cloud goes with this whole mobility thing, and virtualization goes with it. They're not directly connected, but they seem to actually go hand in hand quite often. What's your experience there?
Well, currently on our legacy systems, we've converted into a virtual environment based on the Red Hat Cloud Forms engine and KVM, kernel virtualization, for almost just shy of 50% of our systems. As far as the cloud, the public cloud offerings, currently several of our front-end systems that serve the public information need are hosted in Google Clouds. And we are exploring other technologies as they become available. Of course, security is a concern. Putting a front end in a cloud, in a public cloud, is a lot easier to do as long as you continue to own and are able to protect the information, because that's really the asset that, under the law, I'm required to protect.
I guess FERC, being small, one of the smaller agencies, independent type of agency, probably is looking at that whole services model in the first place.
All small agencies. So small agencies in general look at what is it that's going to save them money. Because at the end of the day, we're under as much pressure, if not more, than the larger agencies. You know, I often used to joke with Roger Baker, who he can run a pilot for $50 million. Well, there's no way I can run a pilot for $50 million. But
that's 10 years of your IT
exactly.
budget.
Exactly. On that same note, though, as you said, all these technologies, the cloud, the virtualization, the mobility, I think they all have to be related together. I think, you know, Brad said there's a cultural shift. I agree. But that cultural shift is already happening. And the consumerization of these products, everybody's now expecting that mobile technology is how people are going to interact with business and with the federal government. So for us, it's almost as if we can't say no to that we're not going to do mobile. Given all the security challenges, given all the mandates that are coming out, yeah, they're all things that we have to work into our framework and build a secure environment to protect our data. But if we don't do that, it's not going to work the way people are looking at it. Kids coming out of school, I mean, every kid out there has a Mac, iPad. They're used to using this. My three-year-old can work this better than I can. So it's just expected at this point.
Yeah, and Brad, what's your supporting infrastructure approach at USDA? Because you are a big department, and in fact, you are some of the federal clouds.
Right. Yeah, I think to get started, we stood up an infrastructure that we knew would work for a small population, and we are at a point now where we have the capabilities to manage this. We have the resources to manage it. But we've got to make sure that we've got the right tools in place to provide the security and the technical support that's going to be required for this new infrastructure. So we actually did release an RFI a couple months ago, and look for industry feedback on what would be the right solution for USDA, and got quite a few responses back, and then followed that with an RFP. I think it was maybe released 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I believe if it's not closed now, it'll be closed in a week or two, and we'll be taking a look at the responses in that and identifying a solution that's right for our organization. So we're very much in the initial stages of actually developing that architecture, and purchasing the tools that we'll need to manage this into the future.
Of course, NIST again looks at the whole security aspect in terms of services provided through clouds or through just agency data centers. What's best practice now for supporting mobility?
Well, let's say a few years ago we were looking at Palm Pilots, which were fairly disconnected from desktops, and there were security issues just with that. And just from the discussion this morning already, in a few minutes, we've seen how this mobile device is now becoming part of a system. So you're analyzing it as part of a system. And when you're looking at cloud, the data that may be automatically syncing from your mobile device to the cloud and vice versa, if you lose the device, now you may not be losing only device that you entered, like your contact list, but also data that you've you're using throughout your enterprise. We've also talked a little bit about security, saving costs, and also the increased functionality that this offers the users. I think we should be careful, and the people that are adopting these technologies should be a little cautious, because my sense is that between security, increased functionality, and cost savings, it seems like you can get two out of three. You can pick any two.
It's like better, cheaper, faster. Pick two.
Yeah, you can't have all. You probably at this stage can't have all three. And if you're introducing a new technology, it should at least be as secure as the one it's replacing. And if it's not, you should be able to justify the increased productivity or the benefit to the users. So the studies go beyond just sort of the technical specifications, but there's a lot more considerations that go into it.
Okay, and Jeff Sessions, what do people ask you for, looking across federal government and the agencies that you work with in infrastructure and supporting types of services for mobility?
A lot of the questions start out with BYOD and the mobility side, but they start to recognize quickly that they can't get there from here, as the old Poland Springs commercial used to say. So we need to take a look at their data center and look at the virtualization side, check their infrastructure and the network, because it's not strong enough to support what that is. Mm-hmm. And then on the policy side, you know, that's an area that each have their concern on, and even us in the commercial space have our own concern. We are a cloud-based company. We have everything virtualized. We have a lot of mobile workers. Security is an utmost concern of ours, too, on our intellectual property versus some other areas. But mobility is here to stay, and I do 100% agree with that. Children in my house, they don't even watch live television anymore. If it's not DVR, they can't waste their time. So the world has changed dramatically. And forget the kids coming out of college or the workforce that are used to what they've had all these years. Think about the 9, 10, and 11-year-olds and what they're expecting today, because they've never been said no to. They have expectation of complete availability at all times, anywhere. And as they get through school, are we going to be able to handle that? It's going to be difficult.
All right. Well, you know, it's not just the kids, though. I'm on my fifth generation of smartphone. I've had them back for about a decade, so some of us old fogies use them, too. And talking about the devices themselves, the security within the device itself has come a long way, both within the innate qualities of the device and also what you can shoot at it to make it more secure. John, what have you been finding? What kinds of security services are you using to secure devices themselves, knowing how capable they are?
Well, every device is really treated, whether it's a laptop or an iPad or an iPhone or an Android device or whatever, they're all treated as fully network-capable computing devices. If you don't have that mindset, then you're probably not thinking appropriately. The device themselves do not have adequate enough protections to protect intellectual property at all. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from an intellectual property office. There's not enough built in. You have to look at something more. Something not only to protect the data on the device, but also its transmission. So products like Boxtone Good, there are choices available there, and they're constantly updating and getting better and better and better. But security is a prime concern, because you never know who's watching, you never know who's trying to get the data or what they're going to do with it. And the weakest link in the chain is what they attack.
All right, we're going to pause here for a quick break. Our guests today are John Owens, CIO of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Sanjay Sarter, CIO of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Tom Karagiannis, computer scientist in the Computer Security Division of NIST, Brad Nix, Chief Information Security Officer of the Food and Nutrition Service at Agriculture, and Jeff Sessions, Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy at Red River. You're listening to the panel discussion, Take Control of Your Mobility Initiative, sponsored by Red River on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.